This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned of a very painful few weeks ahead as the COVID-19 virus spreads further ahead of an expected peak in number of cases. He spoke Tuesday at an evening news conference, offering grim predictions, but adding that Americans will soon see what he called the light at the end of the tunnel. Calling the need for social distancing a matter of life and death, he called again for another month of social distancing. A Washington Post ABC News poll last week found more than 90% of people said they were staying away from other people and staying home as much as possible. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said social distancing measures are slowing the spread of the virus, but he stressed that the national death toll will continue to rise. Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, both leaders of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Tuesday that the death toll from COVID-19 in the United States could be 100,000 to as much as 240,000. More than 187,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800 so far. New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, appealed to Washington on Tuesday to send him nearly 1,500 more medical personnel by Sunday as coronavirus cases surpass 43,000 people and more city landmarks are converted into field hospitals. He said he made the request last week to the White House and Pentagon to deploy 1,000 nurses and a number of other medical providers. Nearly 1,000 city residents have succumbed to the virus. Thousands more are currently hospitalized. The need for hospital beds and health care workers is expected to grow in early April when virus cases are projected to peak. This is VOA News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 413 points on Tuesday, off 2%. Its stocks closed with historic first quarter losses. In addition to the Dow Jones, the Standard & Poor's 500 index was down 2%, and the NASDAQ shed 1%. European and Asian markets ended the day Tuesday mostly higher. Economic chaos caused by the pandemic has sent the Dow falling 23% since January. It's the worst first quarterly loss in history. March was also the worst month for the Dow since the 2008 recession. Just days after signing a $2 trillion U.S. coronavirus rescue package, President Trump on Tuesday floated the idea of spending the same amount on vast repairs of the country's infrastructure. He said the United States should take advantage of 0% interest rates to enact a big and bold project funded by $2 trillion to rebuild the nation's crumbling roads, bridges, and public buildings, including airports. The sharp increase in U.S. unemployment caused by the coronavirus pandemic, with thousands of businesses shutting their doors, could give new impetus to the idea, which is driven by the desire to put some Americans back to work after the peak danger of the virus passes. Russian media are reporting the chief doctor of Russia's main hospital for treating coronavirus, who met last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin, has tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Denis Protsenko made the announcement Tuesday. Reuters news agency reports he commented on his Facebook page, confirming he tested positive, but saying he felt pretty good and was isolating himself in his office. Putin met with Protsenko 1 week ago when the Russian president toured a hospital. Video of the visit showed neither man was wearing protective equipment as they met, shook hands, and walked into the facility. Putin could later be seen putting on a hazmat suit before visiting specific treatment areas of the hospital. The United States is willing to lift sanctions against Venezuela in exchange for the formation of a transitional government comprised of allies of President Nicolas Maduro and opposition leader Juan Guaido. That's the word from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday. Pompeo said the United States would welcome efforts by Guaido to seek office in future elections, but he maintained the U.S. position that Maduro must go. The United States and more than 50 countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's interim leader. Mexico has declared a month-long health emergency with new restrictions on the size of gatherings to contain the surging coronavirus that already exceeds 1,000 cases in the country. There have been 28 deaths so far in Mexico due to the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.